This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. French police fired tear gas, water cannon to disperse violent demonstrators in the heart of Paris. Thousands gathered in the capital and beyond to vent anger against rising fuel taxes. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports it was the second of the so-called Yellow Vest protest.
This time, they converged on the French capital's iconic Champs-Élysées. Some clashed with police. About 3,000 officers were sent to prevent the demonstrators from reaching the president's Élysée Palace nearby. The protesters are opposed to taxes Macron introduced last year on diesel and gasoline, which are designed to encourage people to shift to more environmentally friendly transport. Alongside the tax, the government has also offered incentives to buy green or electric vehicles. The unrest is a dilemma for Macron, who casts himself as a champion against climate change, but has been derided as out of touch with common folk and is fighting a slump in popularity.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire. Spain has demanded changes to an agreement on a new EU-Britain relationship to clarify the future of Gibraltar, which was ceded to Britain in 1713 but still is claimed by Spain. Gibraltar's chief minister, Fabian Picardo, said his country has no interest in being under Spain's control.
We are not interested in any dilution of our sovereignty. We are not interested in allowing for even the remotest concession to Spanish sovereignty, jurisdiction, or control.
Spain does not currently have veto power in the Brexit agreement, which is on the agenda at today's EU summit. Trump administration is downplaying the significance of a report that included dire predictions about the impact of climate change. President Trump has said repeatedly the causes of global warming are not yet settled. This is VOA News.